See the earth forming from collating dust, the exploded remnants of stars. See it now in your mind, that swirling vortex of clouds of dust and nothing, spinning faster and tighter as gravity pulls it slowly in. Until eventually, after the violence of its birth, the earth is calm. Soon molecules begin to coagulate, see them sticking together, forming shapes. Then one molecule, just by chance, forms a shape that works as a template. So it copies itself, each copy making more copies, an exponential explosion. The whole earth filling with copies, each fighting to make more. See it now. Countless failures are ending in death. See their bodies ripped up to make yet more copies. See copies building armor to protect themselves. Building bodies, building senses. The best of each generation, the best adapters, gathering the data to help them survive. To help them make more copies. That they learn to gather data even better. Nervous systems of breeding all over the planet, collecting data, copying themselves, focusing on the most important things, the life or death information. See them growing attention systems, learning about their world, what's important, even learning to learn about themselves, then learning to learn about each other. These slowly evolving information systems find their cousins already out there. And they learn to learn from each other. Always selecting the good learners. Still trillions failing and dying. Till only those that are good at it stand on the bodies of the others. Now everybody's a good learner, all copying from each other. Watching what works, learning, even developing understanding. Slowly, over the millennia, they're evolving to be better at thinking, to be better at learning, and at teaching their kin. See those generations align in time. Each one teaching the next, selectively breeding learning machines, because those that can't learn soon die. So a language evolves, an efficient way to pass on lessons, a better way to be a learning machine, a better way to be a teaching machine, compacting years of trial and error into just one little sentence. Distilling information, distilling power, condensing it into words. These words then form minds, entire conceptions of the universe. The conceptions themselves are evolving, those internal representations improving, each generation better than the last. Each generation teaching the next at an accelerating pace. Then the birth of science, a willingness to test those ideas, a way to check this inherited mass of data, this chaotic confusion, a way to refine, to optimize, to learn even quicker, and with it the printing press. The Industrial Revolution, an explosion of science, of arts, of culture. And then you were conceived. Sperm met ovum, seething combined to form a cell that copies itself. See it dividing, copying as it's bred to do. See the cells differentiate. They team up to form a nervous system, splitting, branching to form a brain. Sparks of calibration signals pulsing down fiber, shaping the wiring as they pass. The cells teaching each other how to learn, how to group together. Your brain is learning how to learn, to look for patterns, to help it understand. And then you are born. Within weeks you can focus, can direct your learning powers. You push your attention towards faces, towards your parents, to their eyes. Choosing data preferentially from them, soaking up the knowledge they teach. Learning to learn so well that you recognize their focus, their gaze, you see what they see. You let their attention lead yours, learning what's important. And so you learn their language and whole new worlds open up. You learn the art of abstraction, learn what learning means. Lifetimes of understanding, condensed into words, all there in the world around you. And you soak it all in. Filled with words, with teaching, systems to help you build your brain. Thousands of years of culture, building institutions, techniques, semantic networks. You're put into school and taught how to think, literally learning to use your mind. Given thousands of years of condensed data and taught how to sift it. How to analyze, abstract, how to come to your own conclusions. Learning how to think. You're actually taught explicitly how to learn. And now you've found a way to go even further, a way to explode your potential yet more, to increase the power of your learning skills, to increase them by a simple step. You increase your learning skills by learning how you learn. Pushing your consciousness onto your own consciousness. From now on, you'll practice those skills. You'll notice more what you notice. You'll feel your awareness of your awareness grow as it becomes more aware of itself. The more you listen to this track, the more open your mind will become. And you'll learn how to divert your attention. To divert it at itself, feeding its powers back in on itself. The more you listen, the more you will focus your mind. Every time you hear this, you'll focus your mind more in on itself. You'll learn more about your brain, how to improve the way you think, using your mind to learn about itself. Teaching yourself to use your brain better.